the other winner in that Apple-Samsung verdict.
Make it a working lunch. Listen to the Marketplace Midday Update podcast for the day's top business headlines. Subscribe on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Shares of Samsung are down more than 7% in overseas trading this morning after Friday's big legal loss for the company. A jury in California decided that Samsung had copied key features of the Apple iPhone and iPad and should pay Apple $1 billion for patent infringement. The ruling is, of course, a big win for Apple, but as Marketplace's Queen Akim reports, it's also a win for Microsoft.
Microsoft has been trying to compete in the smartphone market for years. But one problem is Microsoft charges smartphone makers to use its operating system. Google, on the other hand, gives Android away for free to manufacturers like Samsung. Sarah Rotman-Epps is an analyst at Forrester.
Microsoft, for years, has been trying to persuade manufacturers that there are hidden costs of Android.
The hidden costs in Samsung's case is a $1 billion the jury awarded Apple. Microsoft has already paid Apple to use its patents. Rotman-Epps says manufacturers might turn to Microsoft's Windows in order to avoid lawsuits. But she doesn't see Windows toppling Android anytime soon.
There's a huge amount of momentum behind Android.
That's Chris Silva, an analyst at the Altimeter Group. Google's Android runs on about 60% of the world's smartphones. And until Microsoft can turn the tide of consumer demand, Silva says smartphone makers will stick with Android. I'm Queen Akim for Marketplace.
The finance ministers of Germany and France are meeting today in Berlin, which is likely to spell the end of what has so far been a quiet August for the European debt crisis. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from the European desk in London with the latest. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
So it sounds like we've got a few big events coming up in Europe in the next few weeks.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, in England, everything used to stop for tea. In continental Europe, everything still stops for the August vacation. But September looks pretty threatening through the summer haze. There's a number of big issues looming. Big questions. Will the European Central Bank put together its Euro rescue plan? Will Greece get the next chunk of its bailout money to allow it to stay in the euro? And will the German Constitutional Court rule in favour of the bailout fund? If one or more of these things don't happen next month, there could be severe turmoil in financial markets.
I feel like we've been there before, Stephen. And I saw that Angela Merkel, the German chancellor, said over the weekend that people should weigh their words very carefully. What did she mean by that?
Well, there's now such widespread hostility in Germany to pouring more billions into Greece that people are talking quite openly about Greece being kicked out of the eurozone. In fact, the leader of Merkel's sister party has just said that Greece will be out of the euro by next year. Merkel is clearly worried that the markets are going to seize on this, and this could all become self-fulfilling. And after the summer lull, the euro could conceivably be engulfed by a tidal wave of market speculation. That's the worry.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard with us from London. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in global trading this morning, up 0.1% in Tokyo, down across Europe right now just by 0.1% in Frankfurt and Paris. The number of rental car companies here in this country is likely to shrink again. Hertz says it has agreed to buy Dollar Thrifty for about $2.3 billion. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow added 100 points to close at 13,157.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
Now to the Marketplace desk of We Have Jobs, We Just Need People to Fill Them. Brought to you this morning by the United States Navy. The Navy is having trouble filling some of its most critical positions out at sea. Nikki Motson reports from just outside Pearl Harbor in Hawaii.
The Navy Exchange is about a mile inland off the shore of Pearl Harbor's eastern lock. Military men, women, and their families stream in and out with bargain items. Sailor Michael Cooper usually works on a fast attack nuclear submarine. Right now, he's sitting in the sun below the palm trees, enjoying a hot dog as a couple of fighter jets soar overhead. He says the long months at sea aren't for everyone.
The demands of the job kind of weed people out throughout the process. I mean, in my division alone, when I got to my boat, we lost probably about 5 or 6 people before we gained another person. We were just very, very undermanned.
The situation creates a vicious cycle. Certain positions are undermanned, causing more stress and rigor for the sailors in those jobs. By the time new recruits get trained, many have returned to shore or leave the Navy completely.
There's not enough money to keep me out to sea.
Ernest Widgeon's been in for 15 years. He works as an electrician, keeping nuke submarines up and running. He stays on shore duty every chance he can.
It's tough going away from your family all the time. It's always hard for anybody that has children to be away from home.
The Navy has always paid sailors at sea more, but they're taking it to another level to fill open positions quickly. Under a new incentive program, sailors can earn from about $500 to $1,500 a month extra if they ship out early. Senior Chief Shane Neal has been a Navy mariner for 23 years. He's the kind of guy the Navy needs more of right now.
I've never gotten a reenlistment bonus or any type of incentive to stay at sea. I think to find the right people, they should be doing it because they want to do it, not because they're getting a big check to do it. I do it because I love it.
Recently, the Navy announced about 400 upper-level sailors should expect to be rotated back to sea early to fill vacant positions for the next 12 months. In Honolulu, I'm Nikki Motzen for Marketplace.
And finally to Texas, which is having a lot of trouble this summer with West Nile virus, that disease that is spread by mosquitoes. But health officials say some residents are overreacting just a little bit. According to CBSDFW.com, officials are asking people to please stop calling 911 when they get bitten by a mosquito. Instead, they say, try this tactic, wear long sleeves and pants. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.